Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The sun is shining brightly over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, offering a warm start to the day. Haifa enjoys similar weather, making it an ideal time for a stroll. In Eilut, temperatures are rising, promising a hot afternoon. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF struck a Hamas commander in northern Gaza, according to JNS just an hour ago. Meanwhile, Board of Peace envoy Nikolai Mladenov denies claims of a financial agreement with the terror group. Also, Israel Hayom reports from earlier this hour that Arab diplomats are worried. They say Prime Minister Netanyahu aims to maintain tension in Lebanon before elections. Defense Minister Katz has instructed the IDF to prepare for a long-term presence there. Also this hour, Jerusalem Post notes the U.S. is pushing back against Katz's statement. Washington says a permanent Israeli military presence in southern Lebanon doesn't align with commitments. Separately, Ynet reported earlier today that new Gaza restrictions are in place. The IDF chief approved a strike on a Hamas terrorist in Beit Lahia. Military sources note these actions were once routine but are now less frequent. And finally, a short time ago, Arab diplomats voiced concerns over Israeli military intentions in Lebanon, according to Israel Hayom. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English posted just minutes ago that updates are available for more context on the current regional situation. Doron Kadosh shared earlier that 151 illegal Jewish outposts were dismantled in the first half of 2026. The IDF and legal authorities are working on civil lawsuits against landowners. Mark Dubowitz, CEO of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, noted in an earlier post that Israeli intelligence helped protect former President Trump. There were concerns about his security on Turkish soil. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the strike in Gaza. Earlier today, the IDF targeted a Hamas commander responsible for planning attacks on Israeli troops. JNS reports this action comes amidst heightened tensions between the two sides. For local residents, this represents ongoing instability and fear of further escalation. Turning to Lebanon, Israel Hayom highlights Arab diplomats' concerns over Netanyahu's strategy. They fear increased tension could destabilize the region further. Defense Minister Katz's order for a prolonged IDF presence is seen as a provocative move. This has implications for regional diplomacy and potential conflict escalation. Meanwhile, the United States, via the Jerusalem Post, expressed disapproval of a permanent IDF presence in southern Lebanon. Washington emphasizes that such an action conflicts with prior peace commitments. The U.S. stance indicates potential diplomatic friction with Israel over military strategies. Finally, Ynet's report on new restrictions in Gaza shows heightened military activity. The Beit Lahia strike reflects a shift in IDF operational tactics. This change signals a possible increase in targeted operations, affecting the daily lives of Gaza's civilian population. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports Anthropic is in talks to acquire Israeli startup Descart for about $6 billion. This deal could mark the largest acquisition in Anthropic's history, highlighting Israel's growing influence in AI. Separately, Walla Business discusses real estate pressures in Tel Aviv. Apartments are now being offered for $1 million shekels amidst a market slowdown. Creative promotions aim to attract investors and homeowners. And finally, Keytech reveals Elbit's $32 billion backlog is funding new ventures, including airborne lasers. The defense giant's revenue jumped 16% in the second quarter, underlining its expanding production capabilities. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 12 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.